What is the best public art in Boston? That's a subjective question, to be sure, but we've decided to compile a list. This comprehensive list is being published today on The Artery. It's the brainchild of Artery reporter Greg Cook, who's spent a long time thinking about public art and putting them in his own order. And Greg joins us now to talk about his decision-making process as well as some of the pieces of public art. Hello, Greg.
Hello.
Why do you think that now is the time to look at permanent public art in Boston?
We've seen in Boston this really exciting explosion of temporary public art. Things like the big mural on the side of the Hancock Building by the French artist J.R. and the Brooklyn artist Janet Eichelman's glowing web over the Greenway. And so I kept thinking about, there's this feeling of excitement around these things and possibility. There's a lot of criticism often of public art in this town that it's too, like, it's all dead white guys in bronze sort of in squares of downtown. The list is built to look at things that often aren't included in the list of public art and to represent people in our community who often then get left out because of the narrowness of those definitions. I purposely put a list together that's ranked so that people would debate me and argue with me and send their own suggestions. We need to have a discussion about what we value in public art in this town.
How did you decide what pieces you were going to put on this list?
A lot of walking around. But I think, I mean, my criteria is things like, how does it look? What does it say about our neighborhoods, their diversity, their history? Does the piece make the place it's at better, more interesting, more meaningful?
Let's talk about some of the things on the list and whether there are any themes, because it looks like we've got some landmarks here. You've got the orange dinosaur on Route 1 in Saugus, the Hood milk bottle at the Children's Museum, and then the Citgo sign. So what do you think that these things sort of symbolize?
I mean, I think one thing is that if you make such a great piece of public art that it becomes a landmark, that's really a sign of success, right? Mm-hmm. A number of these that you mentioned are commercial pieces that somehow really connect with us. And I think these commercial pieces have a way of being fun and attractive and playful. And then the Citgo sign is a really interesting one. There's been a couple efforts to preserve it as a historical landmark when people were trying to tear it down. And I think that's where it's become something else, not just a commercial billboard, but something that we as a community have decided that it's really important for us.
One of your surprising selections was the Lewis D. Brown Institute Memorial buttons. Now, those are round pins that people can wear on their backpacks or clothes or wherever. Can you describe what they're memorializing? And what about them made you choose them to put on your list?
The buttons, to me, are one of the most moving pieces of public art in the city. And what they are is they're memorials to people in Boston who've been killed primarily in gun violence and gang violence in the city. And they're striking how young the people are who have been dying and the sort of cost to the city. And then the people who survive, like their loved ones who wear these buttons, many of them are, you know, students in our city. And when you think about it, it makes it so visible, the hurt to people in our community. They go back to Tina Sherry, whose son was killed as a bystander in a gang shootout back in 1993. Part of her healing was she started making buttons for other people who lost their children to this violence.
There's a lot of history on your list because number one on the list is the Robert Gould Shaw Memorial on the Boston Common, and that commemorates the all-black 54th Regiment in the Civil War and their white commander who unsuccessfully stormed Fort Wagner in Charleston, South Carolina. We actually have a cut here from documentarian Ken Burns describing the monument to school children. Let's listen.
Many of the soldiers were killed, including Colonel Shaw, and his body was thrown in with the African Americans because the Southerners, who were hoping to perpetuate slavery, thought that that would be a terrible way to die. His father, when he heard the news, said he was honored that his son would be buried that way.
Greg Cook, why is this number one on your list of public art in Boston?
It's an incredibly beautiful piece, and it's often considered one of the greatest 19th century sculptures in whole country. But it's also really interesting about what it says about Boston. Think about where it's placed. It's placed in this incredibly visible and important location. It's right on the Common, and it's right at the State House. It's a symbol of Boston's commitment to equality. Boston had been the capital of abolition in the country, and sort of that led to the Civil War. And here they are saying 30 years later, we are still so deeply committed to this cause of equality in our country that we are going to put it in this such a prominent location.
That's The Artery's Greg Cook. You can go online and find this special project. We have photos and descriptions of all 50 works and an interactive map to find them. Also, let us know your favorites. What did Greg miss or get wrong? You can contact us at The Artery or on Facebook or Twitter at WBUR Artery. Greg, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.